Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, get your petty ready. It's coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. Petty Monday, if you want to start texting that.
Okay.
Make sure you use the hashtag Petty Monday so we can see it a lot easier. You can also sneak into the DMs on Instagram and Twitter at Kid Nation. And the phone number you need to text is 800-543-3548. That works if you call or text us. And you will need to use that to call us if you hear the school bus arrive, because that's when you can win the ultimate lunchbox. Bus has not arrived yet. It's still somewhere out there. So make sure you're listening all show long so that you can win that money and the tasty cake that everybody wants. And the very limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Buddy.
Of course, Jenna. That's what everybody wants. Not the $300. They want the lunchbox and the tasty cake.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep the money if you want. But we had a nice, fun weekend. Mm-hmm. Very, a lot of events going on for us.
A lot.
And
a lot.
So we kicked it off by going to San Antonio.
Yep.
For our big Summer Blast concert.
Yep, left right after the show Friday. Mm-hmm. Got on a plane together.
And it was a nice concert because we had Allie Brooke, we had Bozzy, we had Why Don't We, and my favorite rapper right now, Bryce Vine, was out there.
Yep.
Who performed sick. What a trooper.
He did perform. Man, that dude went
sick
out there
and injured.
With a twisted, a sprained ankle, and he was sick.
He was sick, and he was in a wheelchair backstage. People didn't know that because his ankle was really bothering him.
So
when I saw him at the end of the show, he was just limping off the stage.
Yeah.
In so much pain. But he's a professional, you know?
And he was out there giving it his all. He was jumping around, and as soon as he got done, Kelly, he collapsed onto his wheelchair.
Yeah, he might have done more damage. You know, I thought it had been kind of cool if he performed in his wheelchair.
Yeah,
that would have been like a viral moment, you know?
I think he did that a couple of days ago when he first injured his ankle. He was out there in the wheelchair, but he's like, nah, I got to give...
It's better energy standing, yeah.
Exactly. I got to give the people what they want.
Jump beat off the crowd.
We want that jumping Bryce Vine.
And he's very talented.
One of the many embarrassing moments that happened for us that night probably kicked off with me.
Yeah, I would say.
Our boy Russell Rush came up to me, or he came up to all of us, I think, and he said, hey, do you guys know how to do the get up? And I was like, bro,
does JC know how to do a dance, the get up?
I was like, my wife and I literally just learned it like 2 months ago. We spent an entire weekend trying to learn it.
Right.
Now I'm talking about the actual original dance, not the one that you see on TikTok. The one that this guy, the singer, created.
JC's
there's two different versions of the get up.
Because this is the thing. So we introed all the bands and then we took turns. So JC and I were set to go up there together, and I looked down at the index card. That's really helpful because it has kind of our little, you know, our spiel. So I'll look at it and put it away. And it said, now JC and Jenna, with the help of two other girls from the crowd, you're going to do the get up dance. So this is right before I walk on stage. I go, I have no idea what this dance is. So I go, JC, do you know it? He goes, yeah. So he starts doing it like I'm going to learn it on the spot.
I said,
you know what? You do it. You lead the girls and I'll hold the mic. And then if it gets weird, I'll interrupt and just, you know, get ready to announce the next band. That was the plan.
And the whole getting people from the audience came about because nobody from the staff knew it. So they got a couple girls
from the crowd.
So,
yeah,
Russell was like, well, we'll just find a couple girls from the crowd. So right before we were about to go on stage, the girls walk up to me, and I'm like, you guys ready to do the dance? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, you guys know it. Of course.
Now, were they going to do the TikTok version or the original?
That's when I realized we had a problem. Because I was like, do you guys want to run it through real quick before we go up on stage? And they're like, of course. And I'm like, all right, ready, 3, 2, 1. And I start doing mine, and they're doing the TikTok one. I'm like, oh, we have a problem here. Okay, it's all good. Can you guys learn it real quick? I showed it to them on the side of the stage.
Maybe they should have taught you the TikTok one. That might be the one that the crowd knows.
I've been trying to learn it with part-time Justin. There's this neck thing you got to do, and it's they're like these breakdance moves. It's not going to happen.
So you couldn't learn that version, but you wanted them to learn.
They're younger. They can pick
it up. I kind of know the TikTok one, but not as well as I know the regular.
Well, he wanted to take control because then
I know
doing his version.
I know the original way better than the TikTok one.
All right, so
what's so funny is all the lights are on because it's in between acts, but Bozzy's guitar player is behind me on his stand.
I made
because his whole band was out and ready for us to announce Bozzy, who would then, it would go dark and he'd walk out.
Yeah, so they're just waiting. Like,
so I'm holding
hurry
the mic.
Up.
They start this dance.
Yeah, so I get on the microphone and I'm like, everybody, we're having a blast. Yeah. Hey, you know what, but let's get some dance moves out there. Everybody get up from out of your seats so everybody stands up and they're ready to start dancing. I'm like, we're going to do a dance that, you know, you all know.
Right.
Everybody knows this dance. And so the song starts, and I lock eyes with the people that I automatically look at in the front, and they're looking around like, I don't know this. And I start looking around the crowd, and they're looking like, oh, I don't know this. So I start doing the dance. Nobody's doing it on the in the audience. It's just me.
Just
me. Maybe some people in the back were doing it.
Well, you should have just changed it. Watch me do the dance.
Well, you know what? Then you're just like being in a boy band, because what happens?
Yep.
Boy bands dance on stage, and nobody knows those moves and routines.
That's true, but normally when boy bands are dancing on stage, the girls are screaming and smiling and having a good time. I locked eyes with this dude at one point where you just kind of like pop it. You know, you just throw your hands.
Yeah, you pop it. Yeah.
I locked eyes with this guy, and he, I could read his mouth. He goes, what the? And that's when Jenna took
JC that looked at me. He bumped into one of the girls. Then he gives me that eye, and I'm like, I got you. And so I go to talking to the mic like, all right, you know, just to kind of interrupt the moment, but the mic wasn't on. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So I look at the DJ. Going. Yeah.
So that was embarrassing.
We got
moment.
There.
Number
it's all right.
Uh-huh. That was for me on stage. Embarrassing number two was also me on stage. This time with the Why Don't We guys.
Uh-huh.
This was funny, though.
This was one of those where we were supposed to go up and introduce them, and they had the Spurs mascot. The Coyote was there.
Yes. And big appearance.
Big deal to get the Coyote to come out.
They only get him a couple times a year.
Yeah. And so the fact that he showed up, it was cool, man.
Yeah.
And so we were, for some reason, the Why Don't We show started a little bit earlier than it should have because we didn't get to go up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there going like, man, we got the Coyote out here, though, man. We got to get him up there.
T-shirts out in the crowd.
Yeah, he goes, so we get with management of the Why Don't We guys, and they're like, hey, they have the stops. You know, they talk in the middle of their set. You can go up there, interrupt them, get them up
why
there.
Why don't you interrupt in the middle of their set?
And I'm like, you were told they have in-ear pieces, and somebody would tell them what was happening.
Yeah.
That's what you were told.
And that's what I was told. So right when I'm about to go up there, I look at their manager, and I'm like, hey, they know, right? And he goes, no, man, we couldn't tell them.
Oh, no.
So I run up and interrupt these guys in the middle of their set. And I look at Corbin first, and he looks like I'm about to attack him.
Well, no, and I think how scary that could be when someone's running up.
You don't know what's going
on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we went up there. The guys were super cool about it. We took care of that. And then I had to take off and go back to my hotel because I had to catch a flight like at 5 in the morning.
Well, you missed the fun, young man.
You guys went to the after party.
We went to the after party. Me, White Cheddar, and Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Representing.
And they were like, if you're tired, you're going to go home. I'm like, okay.
Cook one for the team. We volunteered.
Yeah.
We're the party people.
So we get there.
Kelly, I was tired.
Me and Kelly, White Cheddar, we get there, and there's a little bit of a line to get in.
Yeah.
So we hop in line. You know, we're
no VIP treatment for us.
We're normal
folks. We don't demand
folks.
That. We want to be with everybody. We just want to hang.
Of course.
So I noticed, I think we all noticed at the same time, there's a guy in front of us. He had on like some short shorts and some bobby socks, or socks way up to his knees.
Knee socks and carrying a purse.
And he was carrying a purse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
So that's fine. And so I'm like, oh, okay. This is one of those clubs where every, you know.
I was like, this is my kind of club.
Accepting of everybody.
First of all, and it's a satchel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not the purse.
Oh, that's okay.
So we go in, we get in, and first there's a bar to the right. So Kelly and I go over there. Let's get a drink. Our plan is 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Have a drink, say hi to some people,
mingle,
take pictures, boom, we're out. So we get some drinks, and Kelly gets another one, and we're starting to have fun. And then, hey, let me buy you another shot.
Kelly's talking. Well, the shot girls with their trays came around, and they're so cute.
Yeah,
they're working on for tips,
Oh, they were?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they're being
so.
You didn't tip them?
No, I didn't know.
So,
I thought they were just giving out free samples like at Costco. I don't tip the Costco people when they give me a free sample.
They're not getting you drunk at Costco.
So we meet the, Kelly
I
starts.
I feel bad now.
Kelly, you're fine. So we meet the owner and the manager and whatnot, and they ask Kelly if we, the two of us, Kelly and I, would like to judge the hot chest contest. Apparently they do it every Friday night at midnight.
I tried calling it sexy chest. They said no. Hot chest.
Oh, dudes only?
Yes.
Apparently there's a difference.
Hot chest contest. So Kelly says yes. I had no idea, but I'm like, okay, fine. Let's judge the hot chest contest.
Well, of course.
Sure.
We are agreeable people.
Not a problem. So they
keeping the client happy.
So they take us from this one bar to this big section of the bar. Huge place.
Dance floor.
200 so people. I mean, huge.
In the dance floor section.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the host of the contest grabs, there's 10 guys on stage.
KidTV.com, by the way.
Get ready.
And she's in drag.
Yes.
the host.
And the host is, okay.
They introduce us, and the girl, she grabs me and says, "Hey, Big Al, you're going to be in the hot chess contest, right?"
"You are."
Shirt,
little by little.
Every other guy has had a routine together, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
And he's got on his...
removed his shirt. Now he's in a tank top.
But my thing is, I'm going to rip it, but I can't rip it. It's not...
Oh, he's struggling to rip the shirt.
I can't rip it.
And the guys that are watching are looking at him like, "Come on, man, you can do this."
So I bite it to get a rip started, maybe. And then
this was a long process.
It
finally starts ripping. Okay, he's ripping it. He goes halfway, and it stopped ripping.
So,
and he ripped it all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I start doing my little dance.
Oh, my goodness.
And
that side angle.
Yeah. Side angle's not the best.
What?
And then I'm waving my T-shirt over
that
my
hurt
head.
Your back? You threw your back out?
I threw my back out. It just kind of, I was in pain. And all these other little 25-year-old buff studs that are looking good look like they just came from the gym to the bar to get into this contest.
Yeah,
the
because they probably do this.
The prize is $250 cash.
Good money, right?
Money. There's 10 guys that have gone before me. There's one or two guys after me. And the one, they are all in shape. So somehow, some way.
It was crowd reaction.
It was crowd reaction.
The cheers.
Somehow, I make the top two.
What?
The top two.
Those drinks were good, man.
Me. I made the top two. So then it's a crowd reaction again, and they say, "Okay, make some noise for Big Al."
Pretty good, right?
So, ladies and gentlemen, you are talking to the winner of
co-winner.
The hot chest contest.
Wow.
Right here.
Right?
Ladies and
please
gentlemen.
Tell me you gave him that $125.
Hell no. Right. We split it.
Ow.
I was what?
Ow.
What?
You clearly want
me.
You work for the radio station.
He entertained the crowd. He earned it.
Split. Why? I'm not going to cuss. But I tell you what. I was walking around proud in this bar. I had never won a hot anything contest. I won the hot chess contest.
Yeah, you did.
Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, you did. I remember.
Have you ever won a hot chess contest, Mr. Hot Chess Man?
Yeah.
Oh. Kelly, have you?
Of course you have.
I have not won a hot chess contest. I have not entered a contest to be named.
I got booed in mine, so props to you, Al.
I am having a stellar 2019. I have won the patio decorating contest, my apartment building.
You're winning all
you
day.
Are.
I got a helicopter ride to meet my buddy Blake Shelton.
This is your year, Al.
What are you doing wearing a shirt?
And now I've won the hot chess contest.
Wow.
Yes.
And you had a hot date.
And the following day,
Al, change your Bumble profile, please.
To Hot Chess Winner?
Yes.
Hot Chess 2019 Winner?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably should.
Man.
That'd be a good title. Yes.
You're on
hot
fire,
boy,
Al.
Hot Boy Summer right there from Big Al Magazine.
It's the beard, Al.
It's the beard.
It's the beard.
Yeah, unbearded Al would not have won.
It's the black beard vibes.
I was so scared to go up on that stage, Kelly, behind all those guys. They were good.
Should have done more shots.
They were good.
Yeah. If you watch the video, you can tell Kelly had maybe three or four shots by that time.
I apologize to the shot girls. I didn't know I was supposed to tip you. I'm sorry.
Well, they are making about 15, 20 bucks an hour. So
they are?
Yeah. Okay. Most promo girls are making more than like a bartender.
And I guarantee you a lot of the dudes tip them.
Yeah.
Al could have given that 125 up.
Yeah.
No,
no, no, no.
He took it.
No.
I would have given it.
Thank you.
That.
96-1 now.
We are. I love how everybody says what they would have done if they would have won.
Yeah. Well, first of all, y'all didn't win.
You guys can't get mad at me now for winning the TV and not giving it to somebody on the Sabbath.
Right. Well,
yeah, right.
All right, let's get to the petty.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T.
All right, this is where you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And share your petty with us. Now, again, we want the funny petty. We want to laugh this off real quick. I got one here on the text that has something to do with what I've been dealing with in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And the text says, hey, a lady in our neighborhood got really nasty on the Facebook page about people's puppies pooping in the yards and not getting picked up. She was even saying that she was going to go poop on someone's car.
Oh, my.
So, I intentionally now let my dog poop in her yard because I want to see if she goes through with it. Hashtag Petty
That's
Monday.
That's
that is petty right there.
That's hilarious.
All right, we'll see how petty you've been, Kid Nation. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
Yeah, we all have petty in us. We've all been there. We don't mean to be petty, but sometimes...
We mean to be petty.
Yeah. We probably always mean to be petty when we mean petty, and then we kind of regret it afterwards. But we're looking for that funny petty at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Share with us. Let's laugh it off. And maybe we'll learn how to be petty to some people, because we're all looking for ways to be petty as well, you know? When it's time to be petty, we want to have a good comeback or a good way to be petty.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you recently broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, here's one. From the text, went to pick up my things from my ex's house, and there were some women's underwear lying on his bed for me to see, clearly because he wanted me to think he moved on. Well, his favorite food is seafood, so I got fish out of his freezer. I put it under his couch. He found it 3 weeks later.
Oh!
Nicely done.
Well, that leads directly to you.
I think she wanted it to lead directly to her, so he would know. Yeah.
That's, oh boy.
Saw what you left on your bed, but I see you saw what I left under your couch.
All right.
Well done. Petty Monday, my husband breaks out when I use Tide laundry detergent. So when he makes me really mad, I wash his clothes in Tide. And I act like I have no idea why he's so itchy.
Aww.
Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, man.
Hey.
The men break out.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be funny, Al.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Don't make the wife mad and you'll be all good. What's going on Instagram at Kid Nation if you want to write us, sneak into the DMs, Anna's looking for you.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whichever social media platform you prefer. This is from our Instagram DMs.
Okay.
My friend backed out of making me a bridesmaid at her wedding, but I still wore the same color dress as the bridesmaids to be petty.
Oh.
Well, at least she still went.
Yeah. She still wore the same color dress. Oh, what a coincidence.
You'll fit in all the pictures.
Oh, man, right?
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Alexis.
Good morning, friends.
Good.
Hey.
How's it going?
Doing great.
All right. So your petty involves your husband?
Yes, it does. So I normally work in the mornings and I can't listen to you guys live. So I usually listen to the K-Pod. And if I'm ever listening to it and he's around, if I ever... oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that he has always said that he hates morning radio shows.
Nothing personal against you guys.
You're
still married to this man?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
Strong opinion.
Okay. Yes, I know. And I don't know if he's had an experience. I'm not really sure. But he's always said he does not like morning radio shows or talk shows. So if I'm ever listening to it when he's around, if I catch him laughing at you guys or, like, reacting to what you're saying, I pause it. I don't think he deserves to hear your awesomeness.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, he doesn't deserve us.
He doesn't deserve us. Alexis, you stood up for us. We love you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you have a wonderful day, Alexis.
You too.
Thank you for calling. That's a good one right there.
Maybe one day he'll beg her, please let me listen.
Maybe he's turning around on morning talk. What's up, Christy?
Hey, how are you?
Doing awesome. So your petty involves arguments you have with your husband.
Yes, sir. If he ever gets on my nerves or is acting to get on my nerves, I'll ask him if he wants something out the kitchen, and then I'll let the dog lick it before I take it to him.
Oh.
Oh, my.
The dog gets a bite first.
Oh, my.
Okay. Maybe just drop it and give it to the dog and go, whoops.
Let me tell you, I get mad at Alan, but I've told him what I do when I get mad at him.
What do you do?
I flip him the bird behind his back. That's what I do.
Well, you have to tell him because you're doing it behind his back, and otherwise he'd never know it.
I do it with passion. I'm like,
the double?
I don't, you know, that just makes me feel better in the moment.
I think everybody's done that to their, because I asked Kenzie, I'm like,
oh, I'd be so mad. I haven't done it. Not yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Kenzie and I have both. We both
have
done
it to each other. That's what I do when I'm mad. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I'd rather it be done to my face than behind my back.
No, because then that's going to cause more of an argument.
No.
You just want to do it just to get
it. Yeah, but if you get caught, like if I ever catch someone doing something like that aggressive behind my back, I'm like, argh.
Because she has caught it like on the window sometimes. She'll see the reflection. Yeah. She'll say, I saw that.
I haven't been caught yet. I haven't been caught.
Oh, you haven't been caught?
I'm real good.
Alan, put up cameras. And then make a montage of every time Kelly puts you up.
The Lord sees it, Kelly.
The Lord sees
it. But the Lord understands.
The Lord caught you.
The Lord understands. I get, you know, I get mad at each other sometimes.
I can feel Mr. Raspberry just shaking his head. I can feel it.
Hey, everybody has disagreements from time to time.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up, Kelly?
Hi. So excited to talk to you guys.
Oh, we're excited to hear what your petty's all about. What's going on?
So, my petty is my boyfriend has his own bathroom, and he works at a chicken plant, so it gets real nasty. Well, he refused to clean it, so he came to my bathroom. Now he refuses to clean it, so I took his bathing loofah, and I cleaned the bathtub with it.
Monday. Uh-huh. Woo!
I'm throwing everything out when I get home.
Oh, scandalous. Yeah.
I'm scared. I know. I don't know.
Using that good bleach stuff, you know, like the soft scrub with bleach.
Man. See, y'all hate on that toothbrush, Sharon, but the only good thing about that is, you know, you use his as well. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, they can't.
Well,
yeah.
At least you know no one's ever going to contaminate the other one.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Or maybe they have a secret stash toothbrush. I don't know. Danielle.
Yes.
I love when parents are petty to their kids. You know?
Okay, so my kids are getting back into the school routine, you know, and they're not wanting to wake up early. So my kids, you know, sleep as late as they can. And then their school is a good 40 minutes away from our house. And so I have to drive them. They brush their hair in the car. They, you know, eat breakfast in the car, put socks and shoes on in the car. I get about 5 minutes away from the school and my son says, I don't have any shoes. What do you mean you don't have shoes? And so I dropped him off at school. I'm like, you're still going. So I dropped him off at school without shoes, but I had to drive the 40 minutes back home to get the shoes and then the 40 minutes back to bring the shoes to him. So when I got home, he only has one pair of tennis shoes that he really likes to wear at school. So I went home and got the shoes that he didn't like and brought those
there
back.
You go.
He had to wear them all day.
He won't forget again.
Yeah, see, that's okay. That's nice and harmless.
That's a good petty. That's good. Parent petty right there.
He won't forget again.
Plus, you want the kids to wear those shoes because you bought them.
Right.
You want the money to go to waste.
Right.
So it's a good time to get it done. What's up, Don?
All right.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
All right.
All right.
We want to hear about your petty, bro.
When me and my girlfriend have an argument, I change my phone number.
My man.
Hold on. When you and your girlfriend have an argument, you go and change your phone number?
Uh-huh. And then after a couple of days, she'll talk to me again, then I give her the new number, and then...
That's awesome, Don. That is awesome. Yeah. When's the last time you changed your phone number?
About 2 weeks ago.
Are you still mad at her, or does she have this one?
Nah, she has it now.
She has it now. All right.
She better stay in line. Right.
You'll change that phone number.
I was going to ask you for your phone number so we could call you later, Don, but you're just going to change it. So.
But, Don, what does she do to make you mad?
Little fessing stuff and keeps on and on and kind of nagging.
Nagging, yeah. Don't nag on Don.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Don doesn't like that.
No.
And Don.
All right, Don, you have a good week, bro.
Okay.
Call us again.
Okay. I love Don.
Change his phone number.
Okay.
Had a learner.
Yep.
Had a learner.
I love him and I want to know.
Don, you please keep calling, by the way, Don.
All right.
Yeah. What's up, Lindsay?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, your petty?
How y'all doing?
Doing excellent.
Oh, yeah. So, my husband accidentally deleted my shows that I watch on TV, right?
That's not an accident.
I accidentally, on purpose, deleted his, but I also canceled his series.
Ooh, all of them. No, now he's going to
be mad.
Yeah.
He is going to be mad, but he did it first.
Yeah.
He shot the first shot.
He may get so mad he changes his phone number. You won't be able to call him
anymore. Yeah. Don't they die? He'll change his whole phone number.
Right.
Thank you for your call.
Man, I got to step up my petty.
Yeah, you can do it.
I don't do anything yet. I just say I'm mad at you.
Hold on. Brianna?
Hello.
Hey.
What'd you do?
So you had a boy break up?
Well, this was right out of high school. I dated this guy that was still in high school and found out he was talking to like three different girls besides me. And he actually got suspended from school and was still pretending he was still going to school. So I found out the principal's name of his school and got his house phone number and left his parents a voicemail telling them that he was suspended from school. He ended up getting his truck taken away and then they got in a fight and he got kicked out the house.
Oh!
Wow.
And you felt good about that?
Well, back then, she was a scorned woman, you know?
He went right back.
Oh, gosh.
And sometimes you do things because you're so angry, then afterwards you're like, oh, man, that was a little bit worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. What, if you want to ask her on a date?
People do things when they're hot. That's what they do.
That was Brianna in high school, Al. Don't judge. Now, let's go to Addison. Hi, Addison.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, Addison, you're 11 years old and you're already being petty, huh?
Yep.
What happened?
So, me and my dad got in a fight last night just because he yelled at me for no reason. So I said, like I always do, if you don't write me an apology letter, I won't talk to you for a week.
Oh.
Did he write you an apology letter?
Yep.
Good for you, girl.
You got daddy right where you want him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the palm of your little 11-year-old hand.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, those girls can write that daddy.
Yeah.
Do you write apology letters if you're the one that did something wrong?
No.
Okay.
I thought she was going to say, I never do anything wrong.
Yeah. That's right.
Did they hear Addison? He yelled at her for no reason, Jenna.
Right.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Does it take you back to when Emma Kelly was 11, Kelly?
She ain't that far removed. Yeah. She's 12.
All right, Kid Nation, we'll take your petty calls next week. I'm sorry if we didn't get to you this week or your text messages.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Now, I know Addison's waiting to go back to school this morning, but we're waiting for that school bus to show up so you can win that ultimate lunchbox. And also, was there a party foul at Trey's wedding reception yesterday?
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And nobody knows who it is, huh?
I took a couple of extra cake pops. That's not it, right?
That's not the party foul, Jenna. It's a little bit worse than that. And we'll find out what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, Kid Nation, that right there is our Kid Nation school bus. It has arrived. That means you can call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEKID.
And if you're call number 13, well, you'll score that lunchbox.
The ultimate lunchbox.
We have a Kid Nation lunchbox. Only very few amount of people are going to get this lunchbox right here. And it's
like
going to have, yeah, like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And it's going to have $300 cash, so you can go back to school shopping if you haven't done that yet. Or if you already did, maybe you can help out the teacher in the classroom and get some extra supplies for her. And a variety of tasty cake treats, because we all deserve to eat that, because it's delicious.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
All right, again, caller number 13, good luck. And we had a party yesterday. It was a busy weekend, man. We were in San Antonio, then Anna and I were in Shreveport, and then Sunday we had Trey's wedding reception.
Now, he got married when? Over July 4th holiday in
Mexico?
That's
right, July 6th.
In Cabo, right?
It was in
Punta Mita.
It's Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta is where Trey got married.
Punta Mita, yeah.
But it was a very small wedding, family only mostly, right?
Yeah,
it was like 16 people, and those are the people that really wanted to see us exchange our vows, bring them along, and then we wanted to have a party later on for everybody we love, and so we were like, let's just do it this weekend. There's no football. Then we'll get everybody together, drink a little, eat a little, have a good time.
There you go.
Trey, were you aware of the party foul that occurred?
I was.
Wedding foul. You are aware
of it. I am.
Okay, good, because Nick Adams also noticed something. Nick, can you come in here, please?
Trey, looking good in that tie.
Thank you. Yeah, dressed nice. Yeah.
Full Windsor. I tied it myself.
Yeah, double Windsor.
First try.
Yeah. Trey's a man.
And
now,
his in-laws actually seem to like him.
That's right.
Yeah. Mom and dad.
And they're very nice family.
That was a tad surprising.
That's a little backhand. That's a little backhanded, Kelly.
It was great when I met your parents, by the way, and I said, we love Trey most of the time. And
right.
They were like, that seems very,
that's
accurate
what
about
Elle
Trey.
Said, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a theme.
We love Trey most of the time.
Sure.
Well, I didn't know that your wife's parents are divorced.
Right, yeah.
So when I met Mom, I called her by stepmom's name.
It's all good. There was no.
They know you. It's your first time meeting.
That's party foul right
that's
there.
Right.
I'm sure they're not upset. And they get along. They were getting along just fine.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
Yeah.
A little awkward.
It was all good.
Yeah.
But
that's
all
how
good.
I found out Kara came from a broken home.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's okay. So did I. We met together.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. That was her dad's restaurant, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Awesome.
Great
he cooked
restaurant.
All the food too.
He did.
Yeah,
so
he made
cool.
the. Oh, it was all delicious.
So good. The tamales were so good.
Yeah, it was
tacos
awesome.
Everything was good about that place. But
did y'all notice that it was a Mexican theme because we got married in Mexico? I don't think that came through to everybody.
I just thought since it was a Mexican restaurant, we just got
no.
Mexican.
It's not a Mexican.
It's
not a Mexican restaurant.
Victor's Wood Grill. Yeah.
No, I gathered that.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Not everyone put that together, but yeah, it was all Mexican food because we got married.
So it was like we were there at the wedding, basically.
See, I just thought it was a Mexican restaurant. I didn't know that it was a okay. Gotcha. Now I know.
Right.
Okay.
So Nick was the person that really helped me remember the party foul.
Yeah. What happened, Nick?
So. It's a very controversial topic with wedding things about RSVPs. Mm-hmm. Who gets plus ones? Do you always get a plus one?
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have to have a plus one no matter what? Everyone has a different opinion.
Sure.
Anyways, a few weeks ago, Trey walked back to the phone screening room where Justin and I sit. And he said, hey, Justin, can you RSVP? And he said, yeah, I got two. And Trey said, well, who are you bringing? I don't know. Well, are you dating anyone? Are you seeing anyone? No.
Okay.
So who are you going to bring? I don't know, but I'll bring someone. And we were just like, you know, maybe respect Trey a little bit. Put some forethought into it. Ask before you RSVP.
Yeah.
That didn't bug me as much. Because people want to bring somebody they know, so they have somebody to talk to. So it's like, all right, that's fine.
But usually,
it's a sit-down dinner, though.
Wedding etiquette is usually you don't get the plus one for someone when you don't have a significant other.
Right. Because your father-in-law was going to be cooking dinner or enough food for the
providing
people.
Providing dinner.
Drinks. And you guys had drinks. So this is something that they have put a lot of thought into.
It's completely different for sit-down dinner when you have to have an
a head count.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't, you know, knowing you're bringing someone, because people, like you said, Trey, you do like to have a
No, I didn't
idea.
See, following up with that, I did not see Justin, he did not bring a date,
Justin
right?
did not bring a date.
So he was very adamant
I was
about
just like, please, bringing just somebody. Bring two. Bring somebody then.
Bring somebody. If you're going to cook food for a person, have that person there.
And that was it. And he showed
Al,
up no
you
one.
Can't talk, because you always... RSVP for two and don't show up.
Well, I typically don't RSVP.
He just shows up.
But Al did that for a real nice wedding, right?
I think
for mine for a rich people wedding.
And I think
for a rich people wedding
and
didn't show up.
What? I'm rich. I could be rich. You don't know my life.
No, I'm saying I vividly recall like it was a fancy sit-down dinner.
Yeah.
A rich people wedding, he no-showed.
And he no-showed
it. For my wedding, he didn't bring his plus one.
Wow.
Well, we're separated.
Oh, so you're Justin Kelly. You're the original.
Yeah, I'm the original. I'm the OG.
Did you tell Justin that he committed a party foul yet?
No, I hadn't said anything about it yet.
Is
he has
here?
No idea. Yeah,
is he here?
If you had to put a dollar amount on it, Trey, what amount would you say that Justin owes you from the person that didn't show up? Like $25?
I was going to say, let's be conservative. Let's just make it $20.
$20.
Oh, he looks mad.
Well, in
here
his
he comes.
Defense, he drank and ate enough for two.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So $30 in addition to the $100 that he owes JC and I.
Oh, yeah, you guys owe us money for the beer pong.
Why do you look mad?
You look hungover.
Mad.
You look hungover.
I had options. I had plenty of options, by the way. It's just that when you go to a work function and you're talking to everybody and you're trying to meet new people, it's kind of hard to cater to the date.
Why'd you argue about bringing a date then?
Because I want the option to.
Yeah, but Al shows up with strangers all the time at work functions.
Yeah, and then it's awkward trying to get your invite to talk to your coworkers and also try to meet Trey's family, which is awesome, by the way. Oh my God, Trey's sister is so beautiful.
She's so fun.
And my family loved Justin. I tried to talk him out of it. I kept telling him all the bad qualities.
Of course they loved him.
Yeah. And your dad, best hugger, Trey. Best. Oh my gosh. Yes. Such a nice, soft back. Oh, he's so sweet.
He's never married. Hugged me.
Now, Justin, you understand why there could be a problem with not RSVPing or RSVPing for an extra person.
Yeah, but Trey was so chill about it, and I also brought my gift. Did you get my gift? Did you see it?
Oh, it was a good gift.
Yes.
He didn't give us a card. He was just like, you'll know which one's mine. It was obvious which one was his.
What was it? It was a
blanket with a little cartoon on it, and I was like, all right. Obviously.
SpongeBob.
No. From the gas station, Bucky's.
A Bucky's? Bucky's blanket?
Yes, a Bucky's. I saw some Mr. and Mrs. hand towels, and I was like, that's tacky. Let's go with this Bucky's.
You just picked it up on the way to the wedding reception?
Yeah, I was on my way from out of town, so.
Okay. You know, the registered, you could have.
Yeah, I saw that.
He looked through our registry and was like, no, I don't want to get y'all any of this. This is tacky. No, ooh, this is gross.
That's tacky.
That's not what I wanted to get.
All right, Justin.
How glad are y'all that it wasn't you that did the party foul? I'm never sure.
I was like, what did I do?
I mean, I was pretty sure I didn't, but.
You never know. Did I say something to the wrong person?
My friend was like, you think they'll get mad if I go back and get seconds? I'm like, I think it'll be okay.
I went back and got seconds. Now I'm glad because Justin didn't bring his date.
Yeah.
The food was just too good.
It was good.
All right, Kid Nation. Kim, are you there?
I am.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. Are you freaking kidding me?
I am not.
No.
Kim, congratulations. You're caller number 13.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
You just won the ultimate lunchbox. Big Al Mac, what's that entail?
How about, well, the limited edition 2019 Kid Nation lunchbox for starters. And get this, are you sitting down?
No, I'm actually walking into work.
Okay, good. Walk with a little swag because you got $300, a $300 Visa gift card for school supplies for whatever you want. And treats from Tasty Cake for you and or your kids.
Oh, my God.
Aww. Kim, you won. You're a winner.
So exciting, isn't it?
I don't even know. I'm speechless. Oh my gosh.
Well, Kim,
I got a good parking spot at work today. I don't know how my day could get better.
It's going to keep getting better.
It's going to keep getting better.
The entire week is going to be awesome for you, Kim. It just got kicked off right, but you enjoy that lunchbox.
If you're lucky, you might even win the hot chess contest later on in the week.
Al Mac.
I'm going to tell you, that's probably not going to happen to me, but that's okay.
We said the same thing about Big Al.
Yeah, you never know.
It is funny.
Never say never.
He might even outdo me.
Right. When good things happen, it's like it comes in waves.
Yeah.
Open up and accept.
I'm telling you.
But Kim, we love you. Thank you for listening. You enjoy that money and the tasty cake and the lunchbox, okay?
Thank you. My four kids will be great with it.
There you go.
They get to share. All right, hold on for us, Kim. We'll get you all set up. More lunchboxes all week long, so make sure you're listening for the school bus to arrive and then be caller number 13, just like Kim was.
Boom.
And you'll be all set thanks to Tasty Cake.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. So we already gave away the ultimate lunchbox this morning, but don't you worry. We got more this week, so make sure you're listening all morning long for your chance to win the ultimate lunchbox with the Kid Nation limited edition lunchbox. $300 Visa gift card, and you also get some Tasty Cake action as well. All right? So your chance is still out there. But our love expert is officially in the building this morning. It's time for the segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yes, I am.
Is there a way to get my husband to appreciate me? I do a lot around the house, like cook all the meals, do all of the laundry, take care of our one daughter, pay the bills, etc. I feel like my husband's taking advantage of me. And when I confronted him on this, the tension got high. He retaliated and started hanging out with his friends more, I feel, to avoid me. When we're together, we don't talk but sit, and I have to listen to him play video games or watch TV. What do I do? Was I wrong for confronting my husband, Nicole?
Well, I think it's also in the way you approach. A man doesn't, nobody likes to be confronted about their bad behavior. but he's gotten away with it for so long, you know, it all depends on your approach. It's one thing if you approach your husband with love and say, I really need your help, I'm feeling overwhelmed, can you start helping me with some things? It's another thing to go at him and berate him and tell him, you do everything and he doesn't do anything, and, you know, that if you're coming from an angry place.
Yeah.
So you married an immature brat. And you picked him, and now you've got to try to make it better. So I would try to reapproach it, place of love, when you are sitting in the room together. Somebody's got to break the tension. It's going to have to be you, and say, you know what, I'm sorry that the way I approached you about, you know, not picking up around the house and helping me out, but I really am feeling overwhelmed, and I would just really appreciate it if you could help me. Is there anything you can do? And just come at it from a loving place. Try that, and if that doesn't work, well, hire a maid. I don't want to tell you to divorce him because he doesn't help do anything. You know, I'm not going to say that.
A lot of guys are that way. A lot of people are battling with that.
You know, unfortunately, it's not a 50-50 split in most households.
Yeah.
But, you know, there has to be some give and take. You know, when I get mad sometimes, and it's right, you know, you're just sitting there doing laundry, and then I'm like, I'm in here folding while he's out there watching TV. But then I remind myself, he's been working in the yard 4 hours today and didn't even ask me to do anything.
Right.
You know, so I can't be mad when he's not helping me fold another batch of towels when he's been pulling, you know, it's a balance in the house.
Yeah. Eventually it balances out some way or another. Hopefully.
Should, hopefully.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating a little less than a year, and needless to say, I think we are past the honeymoon stage of the relationship. Ever since he decided to start growing a mullet haircut last month.
Oh, gosh.
It's terrible. He thinks it's amazing, and he likes it even more because I cannot stand it. Honestly, I know it shouldn't bother me that much, but it does. When we first met, he was just so cute. He had great hair. He was in shape and physically fit. Now he's letting himself go a little bit, and I don't know what to do. Every time I say something, and I've tried multiple ways to get him to cut that hair, he just loves so much. He doesn't cut it. Do I really need to say either I go or the mullet goes? Probably being dramatic here, but it's really starting to tick me off. Thanks in advance, Mary Ellen.
Well, you know, it's probably because you told him he can't have it, he's going to hold on to it because he doesn't want you to be his mother and tell him what to do.
Don't you want your girl to be turned on by you?
You
though?
Do, but for some people it becomes a power struggle, and you know that. And like, you can't tell me what to do, and I'm going to even grow it a bigger mullet, you know.
I know.
So, I mean, is it a relationship ender? Eventually he might get tired of it, but you got to stop saying anything about it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably not going to have it all the time. Or maybe you could try that.
Hope.
There's that new haircut that girls are trying called the step mullet, so you guys could match each other.
No, what? Why would you do that?
The step mullet, yeah, it's, you know how girls have the long hair? They cut the side a little bit shorter and then the long on the back.
Oh, boy.
So it still looks like...
See, the way just with most men, the way you get, in my experience, what's worked is you tell them when they finally do something you like, you just brag and brag and brag about how great they look in that shirt.
And you compliment the good.
Oh, my gosh. Your hair looks so good like that, if they, you know, mix it up. But instead of saying, I hate your hair the other way, it's all in your approach, right?
Mm-hmm. And try the step mullet.
Would you dump somebody because you don't like their haircut?
Yes.
Well, if I'm not physically attracted to them anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got a year into the relationship. It's not like this is 2 weeks in. You can dump them for any crazy reason.
I feel like you would have seen the mullet coming. Like, not just anyone goes full mullet, right? Like, you would know that that's in his, I don't know.
In his wheelhouse?
Like, he has potential. Like, maybe he's commented on other mullets. Like, look at that mullet.
What's next? The handlebar mustache? See, you got to go for the full look if you're going to get that mullet going.
You got to do that list of pros and cons.
Yeah, if he's good in other ways, can't you overlook the mullet?
I'll tell you this, Mary Ellen. A lot of guys have wanted to have a mullet just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a mullet, Al?
Well, black people, we call it a shag.
I had a mullet.
It's called a shag with the black folks.
I don't think I've seen a lot of black people with mullets.
It's called a shag.
I've seen it, like some of the old videos, music videos. You'll see it.
Yeah, and some James of those.
Get shaved with the curly down here.
Yeah.
Did you have a mullet on purpose, Kelly?
Yeah, that was the style. It wasn't called a mullet when we did it. When girls did it, you got a perm, and you kept it short on top and long in the back.
Yeah.
No, that's a mullet.
That's a mullet.
Yeah, that's full on.
I had a mullet.
If you're talking, Jenna, if you're talking like hair like flowing off of the shoulder, then
no, just bunching at the neck.
Just bunching in the back. I mean, yeah, I've had that. That was a shag.
Yeah.
Some brothers, I know a couple of brothers still hanging on to it.
Okay, cool.
Love letters to Kelly.
Sorry about that, bro.
Oh, wow, you called my name, dude.
Well, he knows what his hair looks like.
Dear Kelly, I'll just mess with you, bro. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am
currently struggling letting things from a past relationship bother me. It's been a year since we broke up. He has already moved on, and he has a girlfriend. He's had her since 4 months after we broke up. I turned my focus on my school in order to become an orthopedic surgeon. So, I've stopped talking to all of our mutual friends because I got to the point where I didn't want to hear about him. I've gone out on dates with other people, but nothing has developed. I was doing awesome until I unexpectedly ran into him and his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
I kept my cool, but afterwards I started having this jealousy because the life that I wanted to have with him, he has with his new girlfriend, having a more stable life and stuff where I could hardly get him to do things other than Netflix or Redbox. I know he's not the right person because of the emotional roller coaster I was on with him. So I'm not 100% sure why this jealousy hit me. I have my problems and I'm working on them. But what do I do to get over him? That's signed, Corlin.
You just got to keep doing other things and don't allow yourself to wallow in it. You can change. You know, I can't help it. He keeps popping in my head. Well, you can change what you're doing and start thinking of something else and get busy. And that's the only thing you can do is just not allow yourself to wallow in that emotion. You can't help them when they hit you, but you can help staying in that state of
mind. Just stay busy, yeah.
That's it. You just keep moving. And it just takes time. It hits you again, and it's going to hurt for a minute. Eventually, you're going to meet somebody that you do vibe with, and you're going to be like, what was I thinking? Why did I waste so much time and energy on that person?
Take it till you make it.
Don't wallow. This is what we do. We wallow in the sadness. We wallow in emotion, and it's not hurting anybody but you. It ain't hurting him.
Yeah.
He's moved on. Yeah. His new girl. It's only hurting you. So it's not productive.
Right.
I get it, but, you know, I get it when it hits you. Just don't allow yourself to stay there.
Get out there. Find somebody.
Go for a walk.
Call me. I've had my share of luck with surgeons, so give me a call.
Dr. X, girlfriend.
Are you connected to that letter quite a bit?
A little bit. No, this is totally different. What? It's totally different.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure you're good, bro.
Well, chest contest.
Al's doing better.
I'm doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot better. Yeah. Right. He's dipping his toe back out there.
Mm-hmm. It's that bearded Al, I'm telling
it
you.
It is. It's giving him confidence.
He's a different man.
I'm telling you. Okay.
He's talking to girls.
Yeah.
He's not nearly as negative.
We didn't talk about the trip to San Antonio. He literally took nothing with him to San Antonio but his comb.
That's right. We did not speak on that at all. Because
and he lost it.
Cheddar and I.
From the ride to the airport to the hotel, he lost his comb.
We were talking about how we were packing so lightly, and so Cheddar and I decided, hey, you know what? Let's just not take anything. So White Cheddar and I both, we did not take a bag. We did not take a change of anything.
Did security question you extra, TSA at the airport?
No.
I feel like it's
many business travelers now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Ellie said, comb. Phone charger and comb were the only two possessions I had.
So is that the one they gave you at the Valencia?
No. I bought this one at Walgreens or wherever.
Yeah, because they gave you one.
They gave
me one.
I still have that one.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm like a three-comb guy now. I got a comb in the bathroom, in the truck.
All right.
You know.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We'll do it again on Wednesday. And this edition was brought to you by Beta Brand.
That's my cue to talk, JC.
Okay.
I thought dress pants were not made for me. I thought they were made for me.
What do you mean?
I was like, is it me? I couldn't find a pair of dress pants that worked. I was wearing the wrong pants because until now, I hadn't found Beta Brand's dress pants, yoga pants.
Mm.
They want you to look good and feel good even when you're at work. And their dress pant yoga pants has the super comfortable styles that impress. They're wrinkle-resistant, four-way stretch ponte knit fabric so they don't get all crumply and bunched up.
Nice.
But they're like yoga pants, except they have faux zippers, faux front buttons so it looks like you buttoned them.
Lots of pockets.
Belt loops, so you can wear a belt with them if you really want. And if you have a thing for pockets, you don't want the faux pockets. They even have styles that have pockets. One of them even has up to 8 pockets. All shapes, sizes, tastes are covered with Beta Band's Beta Brands stretch pants, yoga pants. They got the boot cut, straight leg. That's what I went with. I wanted a basic black straight leg dress pants. They also have skinny, cropped, and more standard colors, seasonal, limited edition colors. You'll love Beta Brand. Give them a try. Go to betabrand.com/kid, all lowercase letters, to get 20% off your first pair. Order more than one. It's 20% off. Millions of women agree these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. That's BETABRAND, betabrand.com/kid, all lowercase letters, to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.